Well, hey everybody, welcome to episode 98 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by the Ankeny Office of Iowa Realty. Iowa Realty is located at 1802 Southeast Delaware, suite number 103. Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic. They have 75 agents specializing in residential, commercial, farm, and land properties. Well, we're going to talk a lot of softball and baseball today as both seasons are winding down and we're gearing up for both state tournaments next week. In a little while, we'll be visiting with a standout from both the Ankeny and Ankeny Centennial baseball teams. But right now, I want to bring in my first guest. She is the junior shortstop on the Ankeny softball team, and she emerged as one of the CIML's best all-around players this season. She helped lead the Hawkettes to a number 14 ranking in Class 5A and a 19-11 record this season. She is Marina Carter. Marina, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, good. Well, I know your season didn't end the way you wanted it to. Your team lost to Southeast Polk 12-9 in a regional semifinal on Saturday. You know, but you still have to be awfully proud of what your team was able to accomplish this year.
Yeah, the season ended, and obviously we wanted to make a deeper run and go to state, but things happen, and I think that we still played our hardest and put a good name out there for us.
Well, you were 4-for-4 in that game when you came to the plate in the bottom of the seventh inning with two outs and the bases loaded. I know Coach Bingham would probably want you up to bat, you know, in that situation as much as anybody. You know, do you like hitting in those situations?
I don't really have a problem with it. I think for the most part, when I go up to bat, all I want to do is hit the ball hard and just go up with a confident mind and be clear in my head.
Well, you hit a hard smash to third that Greta Hart snared, and she was able to step on the bag for a force out at the end of the game. You know, when you hit it, did you think that you got enough of it to get it past her?
You have to tip her hat to her. She kind of snagged out and grabbed the ball and then made that play, which is big in one of those situations. I think that I hit the ball, like, hard, and if she wouldn't have had the reaction playing third, then it probably would have got through.
Well, your team had won three or four meetings against Southeast Polk during the regular season, you know, but most of those games were close. You know, were you guys confident going into the game?
We were pretty confident going into the game. We knew that they had good pitchers and good players on the field, so we just kind of played the game, but the game doesn't know who's going to win, so you just have to play your hardest.
Well, I know Coach Bingham said that you guys were in one of the toughest regionals in the state. Southeast Polk had a losing record, but the Rams, you know, defeated you guys, and then they gave number 4 Waukee all it could handle in the regional final. Before dropping a 3-2 decision, you know, so they were probably a better team than the record showed, weren't they?
Yeah.
Well, you led your team in several offensive categories this season. You also ranked among the state leaders in many of them. You currently lead the state with 61 hits. You rank third overall with 40 singles, 16 doubles, and 89 total bases. You rank fourth in the state with a .616 average, and you're tied for seventh in RBIs with 37. You know, did you ever imagine to be able to put up those kind of numbers this season?
It wasn't what I was expecting, but I thought going into the season, it's my first season back being completely healthy, and I really wanted to make that worth it.
What do you think was the key to your success?
I think just, like, going onto the field and not letting any other outside factors in and just making sure that, like, being confident and going out and knowing what I'm going to do with each play.
Well, you mentioned the injuries that you've had. You know, I'm sure being healthy made a big difference.
Yeah, it did. It feels really different to be able to go on the field and not wonder if something is going to be hurting or if I'm going to have any problems throughout the game.
Now, is it that your shoulder that you've had problems with in the past?
I had a left liberal surgery last February, and then I had my right one done in September.
Oh, okay. Well, I would think with the season that you had that you would have a lot of college coaches knocking on your door. You know, has your recruiting picked up at all over the last few weeks?
A little bit. There was always, like, coaches coming to watch, and I thought that was fun just to kind of, like, play with an audience and, like, have something to show for our team.
Well, where are you at in the recruiting process? You know, are you even close to making a decision?
I'm thinking, like, just waiting a little bit to see, like, what else can come through, but for the most part, yeah.
Do you feel like you can play at the Division I level?
I would love to. I think that would be fun, but for the most part, like, I would want to go to a university or a college to be a student first rather than just being, like, all about athletics. I think that the academic part is really important too.
Sure. Well, do you know what you want to study yet in college?
There's a lot of things that I like. I'm just not sure what I want to choose yet.
All right. Well, I did want to ask you about a couple of your teammates as well. Of course, you play on the left side of the infield with third baseman Jasmine Rumley, who recently set the school's all-time home run record. Her softball career is now over as she's headed to the University of Tennessee to join the volunteer swim program. You know, but what has it been like to play with her the last few years?
It's been amazing. I love Jasmine. Like, all around the field, even outside of, like, athletics, she's just a great person, and she's always fun to be around.
Well, even though you guys will lose Jasmine and second baseman Kaylee Becker, you have to feel pretty good about the prospects for next year because pretty much the rest of the team's coming back, isn't it?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Well, one of the team's emerging stars is catcher Cassie Johnson. She earned a starting spot as an eighth grader, and she finished the season with 8 home runs and 39 RBIs. which is tied for fifth in the state. You know, she's already on pace to break Jasmine's career home run record. You know, she's got a bright future, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. I really like Cassie, and she's really important with all of her softball stuff, and she's always doing big things, which really helps out our team.
Did you have any idea that she'd be as good as she is, you know, when she came in this year?
Coming into it, I knew that she was really good because she plays for Premier, which is one of the top programs in the state for club softball. And I was really excited to have her with us because I knew that, like, coming into it, we kind of needed a catcher to step up and be in that position. And Michaela did the same thing. They were both really good about who was getting in and being, like, happy for each other.
Well, the state tournament will get underway on Monday, and I wanted to get a few of your thoughts on the Class 5A tournament. Are you planning to go up to Fort Dodge to any of the games?
Yeah, and we also went to watch some of the other softball games just to see, like, what everything else was about and what that would have looked like if we would have made it. But I think that it's going to be a really good – the top teams in the state are definitely going to be there, and they're going to be some good games.
Well, the CIML advanced four teams to the tournament, including your crosstown rival Centennial. Defending champion Valley has also qualified along with Waukee and number one Fort Dodge. Now, your team has played all of those CIML squads except for Fort Dodge. Who do you think is the favorite going into the tournament?
I feel like Fort Dodge is always a favorite going up there, especially because they're in that area. And going, playing on their home field for the state tournament definitely has to give them a little bit of give.
Well, I'm sure you have some friends on the Centennial team. You know, are you rooting for them to win the title?
Yeah, I'm really excited for them to go, especially because it's their first time in state history making it there. That has to be really exciting. And obviously all the girls who played for Centennial before, like, their main goal was to go to the state tournament. So I'm really happy for them.
Well, Centennial will open up the tournament against Waukee, which swept the Jaguars earlier this season. Waukee also swept your team this season. What do you think the Jaguars will need to do to pull off the upset?
I think for the most part, all season, all they've done and go through is just playing hard and doing what they know how to do, which is play softball. So I think that if they just keep playing the way they're playing and having, like, their strong pitchers and their strong infield and outfield, like, that's all they really need.
Well, Marina, do you have any other big plans for the rest of the summer, or are you just going to take it easy?
Yeah, for the most part, taking it easy. I'm excited for summer, but I was really excited to be playing softball, too.
Well, it seems like that season went by pretty fast. I mean, you guys obviously had the late start. Did it seem like it went by really, really fast?
It always feels like it goes by super fast, but especially thinking about it now, like, we started playing on June 15th, and then we ended, like, just barely after the month mark, which went by so fast for how many games that we played.
Oh, sure. Well, Marina, thanks a lot for coming in today. I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Ira Realty. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Gershman, the Midwest premier mortgage lender, is proud to be part of the Ankeny Fanatic Podcast. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home, vacation home, upgrade or remodel an existing home, or refinance your current mortgage, Gershman Mortgage is here to help. With over 60 years in the mortgage industry, they have security, experience, and unmatched service. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit Gershman.com to get pre-approved today. Well, my next guest is a junior shortstop on the Ankeny baseball team, and he is enjoying an all-state caliber season for the Hawks. Last night, he had an RBI single as Ankeny posted a 5-0 victory over Council Bluffs Lincoln in a Class 4A sub-state final, and that allowed the Hawks to improve their record to 19-8 while advancing to the state tournament for the second straight year. He is Jace Bauer. Jace, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, good. Well, congratulations on the win last night. I thought your guys' celebration afterwards was a little subdued, which didn't really surprise me. I mean, you guys expected to win, didn't you?
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, your team certainly had an unusual path to the state tournament due to the COVID-19 ramifications. Number one Dowling had its season come to an early end due to a positive test, and that allowed you guys to get the number one seed and a bye all the way to the sub-state final. You know, it also meant that you had more than a week off following your regular season finale. Was it hard for you guys to stay sharp during that break?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we scrimmaged a couple times, you know, just against each other. But, you know, yeah, 10-day layoff is definitely, you know, after playing so many games in a row, 10-day layoff is kind of, you know, a big gap. And we definitely wanted to stay sharp, and I think we did that. But we obviously were a little rusty last night. But, you know, that's good to play and get going again. So,
well, another team in your sub-state, Council Bluffs Jefferson, was also knocked out by the virus. So Council Bluffs Lincoln eventually emerged from the remaining contenders, and the Lynx entered the game last night with a 9-13 record. You know, so obviously many people were kind of giving you guys a free pass to the state tournament. It was certainly a great opportunity, but at the same time, did it put some pressure on you guys to take advantage of it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We knew we had to come show up, you know, and play. I mean, obviously, like you said, we had 10 days off, you know, nothing can, like, they're hot. You know, they came off, I think they scored 6 innings in the Lewis Central game in the last inning. So we knew they were hot, and we knew we had to come out and play our best, and we obviously didn't do that, but we played it good enough, you know, to get the win and move on. So,
Well, you guys came out and scored three runs right away in the first inning. You know, I'm sure that helped to take some of the pressure off, didn't it?
Absolutely, yep.
Well, and then with Brody Brecht on the mound, you had to feel pretty good about your chances. Brody went on to strike out 10 batters in 5 2/3 innings, and then he combined with Dylan Schley on a one-hitter. You know, is that kind of fun for you to watch Brody pitch from your position at shortstop? You know, that's got to be a pretty good vantage point.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, knowing Brody's on the mound, we know he always have a great chance to win. He just commands the zone. You know, when he's on, he's a hard pitcher to hit. So,
do you ever feel sorry for the opposing hitters who try to catch up to that fastball?
A little, yeah, a little bit.
Well, I know Brody told me last night that you guys, you know, faced some live pitching during your break to help prepare for the sub-state final. You know, so have you ever batted against him in practice?
I have. Over the offseason, too, in winter, I've batted against him a couple times. You know, his fastball, it comes in, you know, and it's right there. I've walked a couple times against him, but he's also struck me out a couple times. But,
yeah, I'll bet.
He's definitely a tough pitcher.
Well, Jace, you're currently batting a team-high 419 with one home run, six doubles, and 22 RBIs. And you lead the Hawks with six triples, which is 40% of the team's total. You know, are you pretty happy with the numbers you've put up this year?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'd say after last year, I kind of had a rough year last year. Just kind of worrying about the stats too much and just not playing the game for the love of the game. So this year I've just come in playing solely for the team, you know, and just playing for the love of the game. And as you can see, you know, the stats take care of themselves when you do that. So, yeah.
Well, what do you think has been the key to your success, just doing what you just said there?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, I know you told me earlier this year that you weren't really getting recruited for baseball at all, but Coach Ballvans did tell me earlier this season that he thought maybe you were starting to open some eyes. Have you received, you know, much interest from college baseball coaches?
I've heard a little bit, just from like some like Iowa Western and like a bunch of schools like that. But I mean, I'm supposed to call Iowa Western and like Kirkwood, just about that, and just they talk to some bigger programs to just kind of see whether I should go that path or just kind of stay on my football path that I'm on probably right now.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah, like you mentioned, you are being recruited for football, and we'll talk about that here in a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, but if you were starting to get some calls, you know, from some pretty good, you know, baseball programs, you know, would you be willing to listen, or are you pretty committed to football at this point?
Oh, yeah, I'd definitely listen. You know, I love both sports. Just after last year, I wasn't really thinking a whole lot about baseball getting recruited. But, you know, if an opportunity comes, you know, I'll definitely take a look at it. So.
Sure. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. The Iowa Finance Authority 2019 Mortgage Credit Certificate Program can save Iowa homebuyers up to $2,000 on their federal taxes for the life of the loan for first-time homebuyers. This program awards a tax credit valued at 50% of the annual mortgage interest paid and is available annually as long as the home remains the buyer's primary residence. Dave Lewis of Home Services Lending and the Iowa Realty Ankeny office is a participating lender. You can call Dave at 515-321-5913 if you have any questions. He also has a variety of products and can handle all of your loan needs. Well, we're visiting with Ankeny shortstop Jace Bauer as the Hawks get ready for their appearance in the state tournament next week. Well, before we talk a little football, let's preview the state baseball tournament. The pairings were announced earlier today, and you guys are the number 2 seed and will play number 7 Pleasant Valley on Wednesday at 7:30 at Principal Park. You probably don't know much about the Spartans yet, though, do you?
No, we do not, no.
Well, you guys will certainly be the favorite in that game, and if you're able to come out on top, you would then play the winner of number 3 Dubuque-Hempstead and number 6 Iowa City High in Friday's semifinals, and that would be another opponent that you're unfamiliar with. You know, so Coach Ballvans, he's got his work cut out for him, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Well, the other side of the bracket includes three teams from your conference. You got Johnston, the number 1 seed, and they'll open up against Cedar Falls. Number 4 Urbandale is the 2-time defending champion, and they'll face number 5 Waukee. Now, you guys swept Waukee earlier this season, and you split against both Johnston and Urbandale. Now, if you were to advance to the final, do you care who you guys would play?
No. I mean, those three teams, you know, they all have, like, one good arm that we probably see. But we know that those three teams are all very good. And we know that when we get to the state championship, that's our plan, that we're going to see, you know, a good team and we're going to have to play our best. So,
well, Urbandale's trying to make some history going for a 3rd straight title. I mean, if you were to play them, it'd be kind of fun to deny them that, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I'm sure you feel like, you know, your team has as good a chance to win the whole thing as anybody, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there doesn't appear to be much separation between the top 4 teams when you look at the records and the stats and things like that. You know, what do you think is going to be the key for you guys to win that trophy?
I'd say, like, last night we weren't hitting. We were just kind of taking our bats, you know, for granted, I'd say. We just got to go up there with a plan at the plate and just kind of make every at-bat count. I'd say work the count a little bit, get the pitch count up, and just put the ball in play hard somewhere. We're a really fast team. So when we put the ball in play and put the pressure on the defense, we're really hard to beat. So,
well, your team would have to win 3 games in 4 days in order to claim the title, and that's a challenge for any pitching staff. You know, I imagine the coach might start Brody in the first game, you know, especially if he thinks there's any chance that he could come back again on Saturday. But you guys will obviously have to go to a second starter on Friday and perhaps a third one on Saturday. You know, do you feel like you guys have enough depth on the mound to survive that grind?
Oh, absolutely. We got Sam Andrews, Weston Folk. Those are two really good arms. You saw Schley last night. He just pounds the zone. And we got Bryce, and Will. So we have a lot of arms, I'd say. I think we're good in that aspect. So, yeah.
Yeah, Schley's really come on here towards the end of the season. I mean, coach showed a lot of confidence in him to bring him in last
absolutely.
Night, didn't he?
Yeah, he just pounds the zone.
Well, Jace, you clearly have a good arm, and you've shown that on the football field. Coach told me earlier this season that you might be used in a closer's role, but you've made only one appearance this season, and it didn't go so well. I don't need to tell you, but you faced four batters in that loss that Ottumwa gave up three walks and a hit. You don't even have an ERA because of that. You know, so do you think your pitching days are over at least till next year?
I do, yeah. I mean, last year he told me kind of the same thing, and he didn't give me a chance last year. So I told him this offseason, I was like, hey, give me a chance, and, you know, it didn't go very well, so I think my pitching days are over.
Yeah. All right, well, let's talk some football now. You told me earlier this year that you had four FC offers at the time, UNI, Southern Illinois, Eastern Illinois, and Western Illinois. You know, have you picked up any additional offers?
I did. A couple weeks ago, I just got South Dakota State, which is a very good program. That's probably one of the bigger schools, I'd say, offers-wise I've gotten so far. I've been talking with Wyoming a lot, like every week, I'd say, and just keeping in touch with Iowa State. But no, Wyoming's like the biggest one that they're just kind of right on the verge whether they're going to give me an offer or not. But mm-hmm. we'll just kind of wait out and see here in the next week or so.
Yeah, that'd be a nice offer to get.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, you also told me earlier that you're planning to wait until after the upcoming season to make your decision. Is that still kind of the plan?
It is. I'd like to just because the whole COVID thing, a lot of coaches haven't got to see me per se. So I'd like to just take some time with it. But if I find the right school that I know I feel that is like the right fit for me, then I won't hesitate to make the decision. So,
well, you mentioned the COVID thing. Teams haven't been able to see you, you know, so that maybe you're going to have to wait till the season mm-hmm. comes for them to see you. You know, if you do play well, and I mean, do you think there's a chance that you'll get more interest then?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, that's always kind of how it is at the quarterback position, especially if guys decommit and go somewhere else. It might leave some schools scrambling, some bigger schools that don't have a quarterback in that class. So.
Well, I'm sure you would like to play at the FBS level, but you did tell me earlier this year that a lot of great quarterbacks have come from the FCS level. You know, guys like Tony Romo, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Kurt Warner, you know, all went on to have great careers in the NFL. And I'm sure that's your ultimate goal, right, to get
absolutely.
To the NFL?
Yes, sir.
Well, I know you're focusing on the baseball state tournament right now, but you have to be excited for Ankeny's prospects in football as well with the returning talent that you guys have. You were ranked co-number one in Class 4A in the Cedar Rapids Gazette's off-season rankings. Now, do you guys have a starting date for practice yet, or is that still to be determined?
We've been doing, like, a little stuff in the morning, but it's just with football guys. We just have to do it with, like, our baseball guys since we can't cross-contaminate, you know, because the whole COVID thing. So it's just been really the baseball guys doing some football stuff. So we haven't been able to be with the whole team yet. So probably once the baseball season's over, we'll kind of get full ramp up at it again. So.
All right, Jace. Well, I know you have to head off to get your senior pictures taken, but I appreciate you coming in today, and good luck at the tournament next week.
Appreciate it.
You bet. All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Ira Realty. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Whether you're looking for your first home or refinancing your existing loan, Gershman Mortgage has an expert to assist you. They'll help you find the right mortgage to meet your personal needs when you are buying your starter house, moving to a larger home, aging in place, or looking to refinance. Gershman Mortgage will be there every step of the way. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit Gershman.com to get pre-approved today. All right, well, my final guest today is a senior outfielder on the Ankeny Centennial baseball team. He was the team's leadoff batter and helped lead the Jaguars to a 14-12 record this season. He is Avery Gates. Avery, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, I know you're also a track guy. Did you hear that the Drake Relays got postponed today until 2021?
I actually just saw your tweet about that. thought that was kind of funny.
Well, it is funny because I had signed up to do the Relays 5K race this year, and I suppose they could have, you know, rescheduled the road races. You know, but since every high school and college track team in the country has long since, you know, shut down their season, I'm not sure how they could have expected to have the relays. Do you?
Yeah, I don't know about that, but, I don't know.
That's a topic for another day, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyway, congratulations on a successful baseball season. Avery, I know it didn't end the way you wanted it to. You guys dropped a 5-3 decision to Des Moines Roosevelt in a Class 4A substate semifinal on Monday. You know, has it sunk in yet that your Jaguars career is now over?
I mean, yeah, a little bit. I guess, just think of it as being grateful for being able to play there and do the things that I got to do. So,
Well, you certainly had a great career. You got a lot of great things to look back on. Now you guys had swept Roosevelt in the season opener at Principal Park last month, but both of those games were pretty close. The scores were 4-3 and 8-3. You know, I'm sure your team went into the game with confidence, but you knew it was going to be tough, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely knew that they were a good team, and I mean, we weren't slouching on them at all. They just came in and did what they had to do. They put the bat to the ball, and I mean, just got it done for them. So,
well, Roosevelt threw two different pitchers at you guys. The starter was left-hander Kieran Bailey, and he allowed just one hit over the first three innings. You know, and he was kind of a tough matchup for your team, I thought, because you know you guys have a number of left-handed hitters in the lineup, including yourself. And Bailey, he was just wild enough. He had three walks that he was probably pretty tough to hit against, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those things where you, I mean, he doesn't spot the ball that well, so you don't always know where it's going. But, I mean, he threw well when he had to, so.
Well, the Rough Riders then brought in righty Will Armstrong, who allowed just one unearned run on four hits over the last four innings to improve his record to 6-0. You know, and he wasn't overpowering, but, you know, he was pretty effective too, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he did his job. He just didn't capitalize on the little, you know, when we had runners in scoring position. A lot of times we, you know, didn't get it done. So
that's baseball, though, right?
Yeah, that's just the way it goes.
Well, you went 1-for-3 and scored a run in your final game, and you finished the season with a 315 average along with three doubles and six RBIs, and you also stole 15 bases in 15 attempts. Were you happy with the numbers that you put up this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was less about the numbers this season than just being able to get out there and play with the team, you know, and especially those seniors getting a chance to, you know, play our last season.
Well, after missing your track season and then having the baseball season delay, yeah, I'm sure you felt very fortunate just to even get out there and participate, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Roosevelt advanced to the sub-state final where the Rough Riders dropped a 1-0 decision at Urbandale on Wednesday night. The two-time defending champion Jayhawks are one of four CIML teams in the state tournament, along with Johnston, Waukee, and your crosstown rival, Ankeny. You know, so are you planning to check out any of the games, you know, at Principal Park next week?
I don't know if I'll be attending, but I'll definitely be keeping up to date and see what's going on.
Well, your team played all four of the CIML's state qualifiers. You split with both Waukee and Urbandale. You were swept by Ankeny, and you were swept twice by Johnston. You know, who do you think is the favorite to win the title?
I mean, you know, Johnston's always a good team, and I always think that if they do the things that they need to do, they could definitely get it done. But I think everybody has a good chance to, you know, if they do what they need to do, get it done. So,
well, Johnston must have had quite a game last night. It took them 8 innings to beat Sioux City East, I see.
Yeah, I saw that, but I mean, they made it. They got it done, so.
Well, I'm sure you have some friends on the Ankeny squad. You know, would you like to see the Hawks win the crown, or would that be kind of a tough pill for you to swallow?
No, I mean, I'd like to see those guys succeed. I talked to some of those guys. So, yeah, that'd be cool, but.
Well, Ankeny will open up against Pleasant Valley on Wednesday night, and I imagine there's a good chance that we'll see Brody Brecht on the mound. You had a chance to face Brecht earlier this season at Principal Park, and you had two of your team's three hits in that game. You know, so what was the key to your success against him? Because he's a tough guy to hit.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely throws the ball hard. Sometimes troubles with locating the ball, but I think just going up there with a plan. I was going up there thinking. I'm going to find one of his fastballs that is, you know, in the zone and just put my bat to the ball because when he's throwing that hard, you know, it's going to fly off the bat sometimes. So,
well, a lot of times when you go to the plate, I've noticed that a lot of times you'll take that first pitch. I don't know if that's part of your plan or not, but you seem to be very patient at the plate.
Yeah. I mean, I do take the first pitch more often than not. I think it's just,
do you like kinda, to see more pitches?
I think it's just kind of my way of setting in to the at-bat, I guess.
Sure. Well, this is obviously a different baseball season, you know, for all you guys because of the delayed start and with all the COVID-19 guidelines that your team had to follow. You know, did it seem like the season went by really fast?
Yeah, it did. I mean, it just felt like, especially with every, you know, playing three doubleheaders a week, kind of just like one week after another, you just keep playing games and it flew by pretty fast.
Yeah, really didn't have time to recover from those games, did you?
No.
Well, you guys got off to a 6-0 start before running into two of the state's top teams in Johnston and Dowling. And from there, it just seemed like your team could never get on a serious roll again. You know, do you think the schedule was the biggest reason for that?
Yeah. I mean, we definitely had a hard schedule. I mean, I feel like sometimes during the season we just didn't catch the breaks when there was opportunity for them. But I mean, that it is what it is, and I still think that, you know, we put together a good season.
Well, Avery, let's talk a little football now. You're headed to Grandview in the fall to play for the Vikings. You know, do you guys have a starting date for practice yet, or is that still to be determined?
It's not official yet, but there's ideas of like middle of August.
Oh, okay. Well, I know your final decision came down to Grandview over Augustana, and your brother Jensen, of course, will be a junior running back for the Vikings, you know, so you guys could potentially play in the same backfield. You know, that'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah. That'd be cool. I was on the field when Jensen played his senior season in high school, but I never really got to actually play with him. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, Grandview's been a perennial powerhouse, and of course the Vikings made it to the NAIA National Semifinals last year. Is there any reason to believe that you guys won't be one of the best teams in the nation again?
I definitely think we will have the talent to be, if not one of the best in the country. So.
Well, some things are still up in the air with the COVID-19 situation, but assuming that you guys are able to have somewhat of a normal season, you know, do you think you'll have a chance to contribute as a true freshman?
Yeah, I've talked to some of the coaches, and I mean, I'm confident in myself being able to compete there. So I think that, yeah, I'd be able to contribute in some way.
Now, I'm sure if you get the opportunity to get on the field as a punt or kick returner, you know, I'm sure you'd be okay with that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. It's one of the more nerve-wracking things to do, but I definitely would take that opportunity.
What do you think is the biggest adjustment that you'll have to make, you know, to compete at that level?
I think, you know, just coming in every day, knowing that I got to put my best out there. I mean, you still want to do that anyways, but when there's, you know, a lot of guys in the same boat as you that were, you know, coming from their high school and being able to show out there, so everybody's competing for a spot, and you gotta be the best every day.
Sure. Well, do you have any other big plans for the rest of the summer, or are you just gonna keep getting ready for the fall?
I mean, now that baseball's over, it's my only focus is football, so I mean, that's pretty much it. Just get prepared for that.
Sure. Well, Avery, thanks a lot for coming in today. Appreciate it. Good luck this fall. I'm sure I'll catch up with you at some point.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Ira Realty. I want to thank my guests again for coming in today, Marina Carter, Jace Bauer, and Avery Gates. Ira Realty is very proud and fortunate to have Home Services Lending Iowa Title, Midland Title, and Escrow, and Home Services Insurance as part of their one-stop shopping model. They're able to help you buy and sell anywhere in the state of Iowa. They can also help you, your family, and friends who are moving from anywhere to anywhere in the world through their business affiliates. If you would like information on how to become a realtor, you can call Mike Stanbro at 453-5350, or you can email Mike at MikeStanbro, that's Mike, STANBROUGH, at IraRealty.com. Come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.